We sat down with Bazard and said, look, you know, we have an opportunity here on our joint borders, if you like, to do something as we are struggling to deliver the number of houses we require. By doing that, we would then ensure possible schools, clinics, health centres, because of the number of properties involved.
In the proposals, I can't see anywhere that refers to the actual size of the land in terms of hectares or acres.
No, well, there isn't. There isn't at the moment.
There isn't?
We don't, no, there isn't. I mean, there's an area of land on our side and their side. You know, this is what the consultation's about.
Whose land is it at the moment?
Don't know about Bazard's side, but we have a landowner this side that seems to be in the ownership of one particular family.
Is this farmland?
It is. It's sort of scrubland, really, at the moment. From the 128 going left, if you're going down towards Tilbury, it's on the left-hand side, and it goes up to roughly where there's a garden centre along there. That's roughly the divide between Bazardon and Brentwood.
So it's not needed for growing vegetables or wheat
or
grazing livestock?
No, no.
So have the councils actually bought the land yet?
No, no, not at all.
So the 6,000 homes that are being built...
Four to six.
There'll be a mix of private and affordable?
Absolutely. We're desperately short, both Bazardon and ourselves, of affordable housing and social housing. Something like 1,700 people on the waiting list in Brentwood alone.
I understand there'll be pitches for travellers, and given the history of Dale Farm, how welcome is it finding some fresh land to give them?
That was an unauthorised site, I believe. What we're talking about is integrating different parts of community within the development.
Is this part of a policy to get travellers integrated and part of permanent communities, do you think?
The government has said that it wants that to happen, and they will make sure it happens, else they will decide where they go anyway. So we have to actually grasp on that, and that will be done by ourselves, and we'll work together with Bazardon to make sure that there is some integration and provided for, rather than just ignored.
Do you think the local communities will welcome
them? I think the local communities have to understand that what we don't want is incursions onto maybe local green belt or local commons and things like that. And by providing these sites, we're going to actually deliver a situation where that won't happen.
What about infrastructure? You know, roads, schools, railways, shops, doctors?
I'm glad you mentioned that, Peter, because the number of houses built will actually decide that we have to provide it. So, yeah, surgeries, schools. I mean, there's a lot of people we're talking about, and they have to be provided for. And the 127 is going to be under stress in terms of the numbers of vehicles that will be running along there. I mean, it's on a stress now, isn't it, if you've driven down it recently? Hopefully the Highways Agency, Essex County Council, everybody get together and actually understand the needs of the people, you know, moving into the area, together with the existing people that use it, and they will have to do something to make that easier.
Isn't it a bit farcical, in a way, bringing a population of almost 20,000 people to one of the most densely populated areas of Britain? I mean, hospitals on black alert, hourly traffic tailbacks.
Let's all move to Carlisle then, or Yorkshire Moors. I mean, it doesn't work like that. You know, we live very close to one of the largest commercial centres in the world. People want to live here. I mean, Brentwood is a green, leafy and very desirable place to live. And the unfortunate thing is we haven't got loads of brownfield sites, Peter. We're absolutely stuck for space.
So do you think the local population would be for this?
They are, because previous administration wanted to put 1,500 homes right on top of West Hornden Village. That wasn't going down very well at all, and in fact the Tories lost power. What we've done is to drill down a bit and find this opportunity with Bazardon, which takes that influx of homes away from the houses around here and actually put them over past the 128. Probably a lot of people don't even realise that land is within Brentwood anyway. So I hope that people understand that, because we've got to magic these numbers from somewhere. We're not looking probably until 2022, something like that, before this development. So that gives plenty of time to do all sorts of ecological surveys and check this and check that. We won't be building September this year. It's going to be a long process.